Zakt de Mishnah Vayta Masech de Sukkah, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ha'isa sukasa kemin serif. Ha'isa, someone who makes sukasa, his sukkah, kemin serif. Serif is like a little hut that the hunters used to make. The walls meet each other on the top. There's no roof. It's something like a teepee. So what's the problem here? He made it out of things that are kosher for schach. But you can't really say there's a roof and there are walls here. The roof and the walls, it's like all the same. The roofs all go slanty and they meet on top. This isn't Daifin Akuma where we imagine it goes slanty. It actually does go slanty. Or he took kosher schach and leaned it against the wall. In both of these cases, Rabbi Eliezer Paisel, Rabbi Eliezer says it's a pasul sukkah. And they she'en l'gag. It has no place where you can point to and say, that's the roof, that's where the roof begins. The wall and the roof is all in one. The Chachamim say it's kosher. The Chachamim say it's not necessary to be able to point out and say, this is the roof and this is the wall. The Gemara explains, even Rabbi Eliezer would be moida. Suppose I lift the wall of the sukkah off the ground at Tefach. Let's say put stones underneath. And only after it's lifted off the ground at Tefach do these slanty walls begin. And again, they all meet by the roof. Or, in the case where you lean the schach up against the wall, let's say I don't mamish lean it up against the wall, but I put something over there where there's a Tefach that goes horizontal on top. In other words, if I'm going to follow the wall, it goes crooked, crooked, crooked. There's one wide Tefach on top. Even though one tefach for a roof is not enough, you would have to have 7x7 of kosher schach, but as long as, and that's true for both of these cases, as long as you can see some difference between a roof and a wall, then even according to Rabbi Eliezer, it would be kosher. Now, I want to emphasize again, there's no halacha that the schach has to be flat. It could be crooked. It could be slanty. Rabbi Eliezer's problem isn't that it goes crooked, it's just that in the teepee kind of case, or where you lean it up against the wall, you can't differentiate between the wall and the schach. So as long as there's any point where it either goes straight up, even one tefach at the bottom, or one wide tefach on the top, that's enough for it to be kosher, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Machzeles, if I have a mat that is made out of kanim, made out of reeds, Gidayla, if it's a large one, in other words, larger than the average person. So Minastam, it wasn't made to sleep on, but it was made to be used as a roof. And therefore, it's not Mekabel Tumah. However, Asaf was made beferish, l'shchiva, to sleep on. In other words, when the person wove this mat, he said, I'm making this for someone to be able to sleep on. The din is Mekabel Tumah, because it's singled out for sleeping on or laying on, and it's makabel a certain type of tumah called mishka v'mashav. It's true. We said most of the time when it comes to wooden kalim, it has to have a receptacle. You have to put things inside. It has to have some type of a keli. But if you have even something made out of wood that's made for a bed, so the din is that with certain types of tumah, like a zav, if he sits on it, it becomes an avatum. So therefore, it's mekabel tumah, and memeila ve'ein mesachichim ba. Therefore, you can't use this for schach, because you can't use anything for schach that could somehow become tumah. But this is dafka by a large machzeles. If it's a small machzeles, which is mamish cut out like you see for the size of a mattress of an average person to sit or sleep or lay on, then we say like this: lisichuch. If you made it beferish, we know for a fact the person who made it said, I am making this for a roof, for nothing else. Mesachichimba, you can use it for schach. Since Vein Mekabel is Tumah, under those circumstances, it wouldn't be Mekabel Tumah, because he thought in his mind, Beferish, the one who made it, that he's using it for a roof, not to sleep on or to lay on. Now, what if he didn't have anything in mind, Beferish? If we asked this person who made this, did you have in mind for it to be a shade, a roof? No. Did you have in mind for it to be a bed? No, I don't know. I didn't have anything in mind. I just made it. So then we say as follows. If it's larger than the average person, so we assume it's made for a roof and it's kosher. Kosher for schach. If it's small, and the small one is usually used for someone to lay down on, to sleep on, then we say that it's not kosher for schach. Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer argues on the Tanakhama in regard to the big one. He holds that even a big one has the same din as a small one. If he didn't have anything in mind, it's mekabel tuma, and you cannot use it for schach. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, achas ketana, whether it's small, the achas gedolo, whether it's big, both have the same din. If the person didn't have anything in mind specifically, we say it is as if asal l'shchiva, it was made beferish to sleep on, even though he didn't have that in mind beferish. And therefore, it's mekabel es toma. It could receive toma. Should let's say a zav sit on this. But you cannot use it for schach. The only time we say you can use it for schach is if l'sichach, it was made beferish. This is made for a shade. That's when we say mesachir, you can use the first chach, the ena mekabelistum. All right, so let's chazer over the Mishnah. Let's first chazer over this din with the machzelis, because that's what we learned last. Everybody agrees, whether it's a large one or a small one. If it was made beferish lesichach, you can use the first chach. Everyone agrees, whether it's large or small, if it was made beferish to sleep on, you cannot use the first chach. Now, what about, he didn't have anything in mind beferish when he made it. So if it's small, according to everyone, the chayr was made to sleep on. Can't use the first chach. Where is the machloikis? Only by a big one, where he didn't have anything beferish in mind. According to the Tanakhama, we say stama l'sichuch. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we say no. If he didn't have anything in mind, we say it's l'shchiva, even though it's big. And the halacha is like the Tanakhama, who says stam gedoyle is for schach. Getting back to the beginning of the Mishnah, over there we learned that if you made your sukkah like a teepee, where you can't tell which is the roof, which is the wall. The whole wall goes crooked and it meets on top the other wall. Or you leaned it up against the wall, even though you used, in both cases, materials that are kosher for schach, Rabbi Eliezer holds it's possible, because you can't tell where the wall is and where the roof is. The Chachamim say it's kosher. We said even Rabbi Eliezer would say it's kosher if, in the case of the teepee, let's say, or in the case of the wall that you leaned on the sukkah, if it comes up straight first, the tefach, and only then starts going slanted, let's say you put some stones underneath, or on top, you left a flat tefach. If you did that, it would be kosher, even according to Rabbi Eliezer.